and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media, new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries wealthy because they trade, and Libya has 140 tons of gold.
Welcome on the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region number 6. It is April 18th, 2017, live show for you for this Tuesday. Looking forward all at any time to jump in on the conversation today. Give us a call, 866-510-925, 866-510-925, then hit star, we'll see you in queue. Bring up so to be talking about, but ladies and gentlemen, so important that we continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And you can easily do that by going to, as we talk about every day, go to the overall website for this network, and that is www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, and check out the donation prompt that's there on the website. On the right hand side, you'll see the holding hands. Be a part of those, be a part of that collective group to maintain the overall direction and growth of this network by supporting it. And you can easily do that by giving some of your financial energy. That is what's needed to be able to maintain this network economically, to keep it on air and to keep it going and keep it vibrant and keep it to where it's growing, bringing you even more, because there's so much more that we need to be doing, and it's very essential that we have this here. So give some of your financial energy. Give what you can, because of that will be to help this network continue to get the things that it needs. So your overall, every person that's listening, every person that comes to the tree of Black Talk Radio Network to pull some of its fruit should actually be a soul seer in its roots so that it can continue to grow and have fruit for you to be plucking from. And this is something that has, you know, from our standpoint, the system has put it to where they show you those that have plenty, and they make you think that there is, you know, put us in a position to where we have very, very little. But the thing is, discipline is what gets you past everything. So it's very, very important. Give what you can. The giving of that is so, so important. So give some things, give some financial energy to the network so it can continue to be here. And that is the overall move. If everybody does that, then, and don't worry about if this person or that person, what they're doing. Just make sure that you know that it's something that you need to do, and you just go ahead and do it. Very, very important. So do that. Let's support this network. Okay? So also, to assist this network and to support it, Black Talk Radio Network has established a social media network as well, known as BTR Community. And BTR Community is a social media network where you can engage in all of your social media activities and by doing that, it'll help and assist this network. Very easily done. You can just go to the website for BTR Community as well, and you'll find there, you'll find the BTR Community. You'll see it just below the donation prompt, or you can go to www.btrcommunity.com. And you can join there. It's only $24 a year, And with that membership, you'll be able to engage in all of the social media activities that you regularly engage in from the different social media, mainstream social media outlets that are actually exploiting you. And many of us don't know that we've been adversely harmed by it. But since we think it's free, and they've established this whole thing of free, where we think you have freedom, and everything that you think is free is not free at all, ladies and gentlemen. It's a setup for control. So go ahead and be part of BTR community, where you can post things about yourself, your business, events that you think are relevant, just social media things that you think are articles or news or trends that you think that need to be highlighted. You could do that, all the social media activities that you engage in, at Facebook and everything else. You could do it at BTR Community, for a system, actual network that has been put together for you and will not sell your information to anyone. So come on over to BTR, $24 a year. Can't beat that. And you will be supporting the network as well. Also, now's the time for all of you to start to save in real money, even though that you are not paid in real money. We're paid in instruments of debt, a slave's wage, but that doesn't mean that you have to save as one. You need to start saving in real money. To do that with us at Prosperity Mint, PROSPERITYMINT.com, prosperitymint.com. Come on over and check out what's there in inventory. Make your purchases by first check out what it is that you would want, and then you can contact and by emailing wolf6pack1@gmail, wolf6pack1@gmail, or you can text me at 951-790-8330 and make sure you leave a number for someone to call you back, just to make sure that you are engaging and explain the overall buying and how to buy, and make sure that you understand the overall buying process of the precious metals. You can save as a king and a queen and as a lady and a gentleman. You don't have to save as a slave just because you're paid as a slave. So very, very important, especially in where it's coming as this economy collapses. You will have wished that you didn't forget to purchase your precious metals, because now it will be so prevalent as to why you should have did it. But don't let that time escape you. Be disciplined and start preparing yourself accordingly for it. So be careful, and be careful how you purchase, because you don't want to be purchasing incorrectly, because you will regret it now. You will regret it later. You're like, oh shoot, I got had. And what I mean by had, you'll be surprised at who's going to do it. You don't want certain entities saying, oh, you owe this now because we know that you purchased from here. So definitely, definitely, very, very important. So definitely come on over to Prosperity Mint, contact me, and I will definitely help you out. But you can email or text me, okay? Wolf6Pack1@gmail, or text me at 951-790-8330. And those that have, now I'm glad that you all have. Some of you have, some listeners here, and you've gotten some of the things that you needed, and just continue to grow. You know who you are. Just continue to grow. Much love, much respect. All right, so let's jump into what's in the news. And just before we came on, I was busy. I was actually in classes. And once again, I will be having the precious metals and the preparedness classes. I'm going to be starting that back up really soon here. Just need to finish a couple of things, and then we will be announcing that this month. And we will be picking that back up for you to engage, and I definitely would suggest that you do that as soon as possible. Be a part of that group, and we're going to pick out the day. I think it's going to be on a Wednesday evening that we will be doing the precious metals and preparedness classes together. So very, very important. So now, just before we went on air, Scotty was telling me about a shooting, and I haven't pulled up anything on it yet. Definitely I'm going to try to find that, and I'm going to tell you these shootings are going to pick up now, and they're going to be more group targeted, in my opinion, as this starts to grow, because the overall displacement, they want to have the mass confusion and to displace as many people as they possibly can, and to bring in a battle zone here and to expand that battle zone. Because that will give the overall system much, much more much more leverage and control over you. So I haven't been able to check this out, but definitely can see this whole thing starting to really, really explode. So I'm going to see if I can find it. I couldn't find it. Scotty was telling me about it. So if Scotty gets a chance, maybe he'll jump in and tell us about it, because I didn't break the news for us, because I don't see it as of yet, but I'm pretty sure I'll see it probably after I get it off air. So
yeah, Dave, it's a guy out in Fresno, California. He's allegedly a Muslim, and he allegedly was yelling God is great as he gunned down three white males just randomly walking down the street. I'm still looking at the story because I just became aware of it in the minutes before we came on air, but he appears to be connected to some slayings, is the word they use, at a Motel 6. He's quoted, again, this is all allegedly, still doing my research, but allegedly he made the statement that he hates white people. So that's what's going down in Fresno. Well, they've already apprehended him.
Okay. So I'm going to try to definitely pick that up for today's show. So thanks, Scotty. Just needed to know that breaking news. So we're going to definitely take a look at that as well. And I'm going to say this before we get in the news. I wouldn't be surprised. You're going to, in my opinion, you're going to see a lot of this to continue to grow. And it is going to be from all different sides, because this is how you destabilize everything. And there is an objective to destabilize. And so this is going to be growing. So I'm starting to, okay, so I'm going to check this out. I'm going to pick it up during after the break because I don't want to mess up. You know, y'all know my internet services. I don't want to mess up what we got going on here. So I'll definitely get to it. But Scotty has broke it down for us. And I definitely think we're definitely going to get to see that. Yeah, I see that, Scotty, the Fresno shooting. But what I'm trying to avoid is my daggone computer. My internet here gets messed up. So, yeah. I'm going to check that out and trying to keep it to where I don't lose anything here on Tando. So definitely check that out. And we will definitely be well aware. And we'll talk about some of this today because it fits right into what's going on the destabilization program. So not surprised, It's definitely that time. We are moving into that type of season, and it's going to continue. So I see, okay, didn't mess up on me. Cool. See the story that Scotty was talking about, and I got it from Foxless News. Is one of the first stories. Fresno shooting spree, three people killed, suspect who yelled Allah Akbar, says he hates white people, in custody. So this was happening today, and this is all allegedly this individual has done this. But these are some of the things that we have to be aware of in this time, so that if you all are ever confronted by this in any form or any fashion, and plus just to be aware about, you know, aware of your surroundings and what's going on, very, very important. So we'll take a look at this a little bit. We're going to jump into the news, and we'll come back to this in today's show. So let's jump into what's in the news. First article that we posted in the news. Thank you, Scotty, for keeping us abreast on this breaking news. And I think in the future here, we're going to be doing a show, and Scotty's going to have to break in and say, breaking news, this has just happened, because the times is really going to be picking up, and the events that's happening is really going to be picking up pretty soon. So Be aware. Okay, so first article. My man Raj posted this from The Guardian. Child refugees in Europe forces to sell body to pay smugglers. Wow. This has been nothing new. It's been going on, and from the highest levels, these pedophile rings are huge, and they are of so-called people, organizations, and people within organizations that you would be surprised that they were doing this. But it's the perfect cover. Who would have thought? I would have. A lot of you would have. Who would have thought that you couldn't trust the Roman Catholic Church with your children as altar boys and everything else? The key is, why would you trust them? Why would you, with the things, why would you be surprised by that? And then not only that, it's far worse than that, and it's far deeper than that, and these are things that are a part of our overall schooling so that we would have blind faith in the system and be taken advantage of. Subjugation and enslavement, ladies and gentlemen, means that you get the illest part of man's capabilities and talents. Why would we think that anything else would be in place? Next article, Rise posted this one, Spy, Escape, and Evade. The worst place to hide your valuables. Man, Rise is hilarious. I love Rise. And that's in my man, and I can't really, but... I see you, Roz. I see you. Well, I'm here, Roz. All right. It says, during a home burglary, the majority of criminals will immediately head for the master bedroom and then work their way to other areas of the home. Burglars know that most people don't hide their valuables, so they go straight for the jewelry boxes, drawers, nightstands, and closets where important items are usually kept. So check out that article. You got to think outside the box. Got to think outside the box. Got to think outside the box of your home. Never, ever have things at your home. Never, ever, ever have. Especially as we move forward in this stuff that's going on. You don't have things at your home. Okay? Next article. Rise posted this one. ICE arrest double under Trump, showing anyone in the United States illegally can be deported. Check out that article. Next article. From BBC News. WhatsApp child sex image lead to arrest, the BCC. So I just found out about that What's Up app. So check out this. All of this stuff is being used. Next article from Rise from CNN Money, Cerebrally Naive Networks Money. As protests swell, Venezuela spiral into deep economic crisis. Man, we got to take a look at this one. Thanks for posting this one, Rods. Definitely we'll take a look at this one as well. Rods also sent me a video, and I'm going to finish it out, and then that will be one of the things that we're going to play about a rabbi, and then something you should definitely hear and make your own determination from. Some very, very important. And some of the things, you know, we talk about here on Tando, and, you know, so you can hear it from a different side and different point of view. So I'm going to finish that and then probably do it on Thursday or maybe even Financial Friday. We'll take a look at that. But we'll talk about it again. Okay, next article from Rise from the Telegraph. More than 8,000 migrants rescued in Mediterranean are brought to Italy over Easter long weekend. More than 8,000 immigrants were rescued in the Mediterranean and brought to Italy. Check out that article. Next article, I posted this one from Sputnik. What's behind World War III Google trend? We're definitely going to take a look at that because this is all a part of what's going on. Next article I posted from Sputnik. India deploys 4 warships with advanced weapons in the Mediterranean Sea. This overall war paradigm is really, really picking up. One of the things I said a long time ago, India is going to be the key. Is India going to go by be one of the lone allies of the United States, or will it turn and make good with its enemies, its ancient enemies of the Chinese and the Pakistanis, to actually move into, because sometimes big business has a way of making enemies friendly. So we'll see. India is a big, and I've always thought is one of the critical things. What is India going to do? Because they are part of BRIC nations, and they are also allies with the U.S. So that is a conflict of interest. So we'll see how this goes. Next article from Sputnik News. 1 in 3 Russians fear war with the U.S. and NATO. What's driving their concern? Let me say, people around the world are much more aware of what's going on in the world than people here in the U.S. because the overall comfort level in the U.S. is much different than a lot of places temporarily now. It won't be that way for long. Pretty soon, there will be many of those here will be because they've been so adversely scorched and adversely affected by the economic collapse and the overall everything that goes along with it. You will be geopolitical experts and know what's going on in the world then. Because you won't have time because that will consume your energy because it will have real relative effects in your daily lives. So get a head start and then prepare yourselves accordingly. Next article this one came from Hawaiian News. Now.com. Hawaiian panel asked state to prepare for North Korea an attack. Participants peer through a national North Korean flag as a reunification rally on its borders. And believe me, that is going to happen. They're going to reunify the Koreas. And let me just pull this up real quick. Next article we posted. Sorry about that, but I didn't see it. And next article is coming from Sovereign Man. The banking industry abuses its customer worse abuses its customers worse than United Airlines. That one came from Sovereign Man, posted that one. Check out that article. Next article, this one comes from the New York Times. Is America's military big enough? Man, we're going to definitely take a look at this and see what this means. When I see this, I see the overall demise and destruction of the everyday way of life here, the untied states of America. When you look at the overall advancements in military operations that's going on now, means that you will be conquered. You will be defeated because your armies are way too strong and you put too much into these armies and you have way too much interest in it and you've overextended yourself because that's how you live by colonization. This army looks huge but it's small because it is warring against the world. So we'll definitely take a look at that. Next article, this comes from Peak Prosperity. Birkenfield, Lucifer's banker. Check out that article. Really good one for you all. Next article from Bloomberg. I posted this one. Blackwater's founder, Eric Prince, said to have advised Trump team. Not surprised at all. So today's show, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to look at what role North Korea could play in the disintegration of the U.S. Incorporated, the U.S. Inc., the Corporation of the United States. So we're going to take a look at that today and definitely we're going to. But what we're going to do real quickly is that Scotty broke in on the news. So just real quickly, I'm going to read this article for you all. And it says, developing. The three people were killed after a man went on a shooting spree in downtown Fresno, California, on Tuesday while shouting, "God is great," in Arabic before he was tackled and taken into custody, police said. Fresno Police Department Jerry Dreyer said officers took Corey Ali Muhammad, 39, into custody in connection to the shooting. Dreyer said Muhammad went by the nickname Black Jesus and also shouted Allah Akbar as police tackled him to the ground. Dreyer said at a news conference, Muhammad told police that he hated white people and he had made posts against white people and that the government on his Facebook page. All of the victims of the shooting rampage on Tuesdays were white men, according to the police. The shooting spree began around 10:45 a.m. local time when one person was shot in a PG&E utility truck. A second person was shot on Fullerton Street, and a third person was shot in the parking lot of a Catholic charity. All three shooting locations were close to each other in the downtown area. Around 16 shots were fired during the shooting spree, police said. What we know is that this is a random act of violence, Dreyer said. This is every reason to believe this individual acted alone. Muhammad was already wanted in connection to the killings of an unarmed security guard at a Motel 6 last week, police said. He now faces four counts of murder and two counts of attempted murder, according to court records. Our thoughts are with the individuals in the incidents that occurred in Fresno today. So that's that article, and think that this is important for us to know these type of things, because I believe that this is going to be a trend, a normal trend that is going to start to happen, and you need to be prepared for that. And today is a Prepared Tuesday, so we're going to talk about that, as well as what to be preparing for in this, and as we talk about North Korea as well, because this is all plays into each other. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And we'll see you in queue, and definitely we'll bring you up. And remember, a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. Very, very, very important. And also, hopefully, I'm not quite sure if Roz and Jerry are around. They can give a call in. Roz and Jerry have a show that you all should be actually listening to. Roz was able to schedule permitted for him to do some things with Jerry, who calls into the show from time to time, and definitely want to give that out to you all, so you can actually listen to their show as well. So once one of those gentlemen calls in or see him on the board, they can tell you about that. So that is something that I wanted to pass on to you all. Okay, so let's jump into what's in, well, no, we did what's in the news. Let's talk about what's going on. And at any time, if you would like to, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And this kind of plays off of what was happening over the weekend in both sides, from the shootings and from the overall move towards global nuclear war one. Sorry about that. So very, very important that we are aware of what's really happening and what's really going on, so that we can strategically place ourselves in a position of advantage and to know and see these things, so that we won't be caught off guard or be caught not prepared. And that would be a bad thing for, and that has always been a bad thing, to be surprised by these type of things is going on. So let's talk about that today. If you would like to jump in and have some comments about it from yesterday, I know that we were towards the end. We had some callers and we didn't get to express everything we wanted to express because of the time. Always be mindful of the time when calling in, and so that we'll know, so that you can see pretty much how much time you have, and very, very important. So give us a call early. And if you'd like to respond to some of the things from yesterday that we talked about, or any time today. So let's jump into today's show. So first of all, let me come back to this. Let's talk about North Korea. Very, 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 very important thing, because I don't think that North Korea is what it's being led to be. And this is very, very important. And there's an article that I want to share with you all, and it is a bunch of them, but I'm going to start with this one. And this one is from HawaiiNewsNow.com. And this was from yesterday, I believe it was, but I didn't have time to talk about it, but we need to talk about it and to see what this is saying and how we could prepare for this. Okay, here we go. Hawaiian panel asked state to prepare for North Korean attack. Honolulu, AP, Associated Press. Hawaiian lawmakers want the state officials to update plans for coping with a nuclear attack as North Korea develops nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles that can reach the island. The State House Public Safety Commissioner unanimously passed a resolution on Thursday, last Thursday. Committee Vice Chair Matt said that he was not trying to spread fear. See, let me stop there. Let me stop there. If we don't quit looking at the reality of things, don't worry about what people scared of. People scared of their own shadows. People scared of everything. And if we continue to try to pacify that everything is okay, you don't need to work, that's what the system wants you to do, because that type of mentality puts your butt to sleep.
Dave,
they're constantly trying to put you to sleep. Yes, go ahead, Scotty.
Okay, on the opposite end of the spectrum, and I actually plan to do a video later tonight about it, but on the opposite end, like you said, there are people who are afraid of their shadow. And they keep saying things like, you know, they're going to come for your guns. That's why you're seeing these whole high-profile killings. They want to take away your gun. I mean, they have always been trying to limit, you know, the number of guns.
Right.
They always, that's not anything new. That's not anything that's alarming. But they said that, but I'm assuming this is a black person, and they said that they're going to kill us. They're going to make it easy to kill us. And I'm like, ain't it already easy to kill us? You know
right,
what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about, Scott. And you picked up right what I was, exactly. But go ahead, finish.
I was like, most people ain't prepared. They ain't purchasing firearms. They ain't maintaining firearms. And believe me, if they outlaw firearms, meaning they stop selling them, that does not mean that people still will not be trading them in firearms.
Right.
But
right.
I'm just saying, most people ain't prepared anyway. For you right. know, it's already easy to round up people like they did the Jews, the Gypsies, and whatever enemies of the state they designated.
And Scotty, it's so true. And this is the how they put you to sleep. And when they say they're not trying to alarm you and everything else, it's because they're trying to give the impression that they got everything under control, and they don't have nothing under control. They actually cause the chaos that disturbs your everyday way of life because you're not prepared. Katrina. What happened? Why aren't we learning from the past incidents that we can look back on? If you were in New Orleans before Katrina and you knew what was going to happen, would people have done things differently? Yes. Now that you can look back on it, because they say hindsight is 20/20, but sometimes you got to have foresight that is able to see through walls, is able to see through deception. It's much stronger than 20/20 vision. It's x-ray vision. When are we going to get x-ray vision? And it's very, very important for us to have x-ray vision. Don't rely on anybody other than your overall resonating spirit and energy that's telling you don't believe them. Don't believe them. And because of that, we always end up, when things do go awry, we end up in a bad situation. So in this article, like Scotty said, you know, here in... both of them play together. They've been trying to. The key is they want to control ammunition. That's where they're going to go for, because they the gun stuff is lost. That's gone. There's so many guns out there. It's irretractable. But see, they want those guns out there for one thing, for the destabilization. Because when the destabilization comes in, then they can come in and say, we need to be heavy-handed. This is where you get these armored personnel carrier vehicles being in some small town has armored personnel carriers that are able to withstand the general population's small arms. Why? Because they plan on at some point, at some time, the general population using those small arms. And they want to protect their overall methodology of maintaining their control. So, This is nothing new, and this whole thing with Hawaii saying they're not trying to spread fear. This is ridiculous. This is double talk to put you to sleep. No, because they don't want you. They want to say, don't be worried about it. We're taking care of it. So we're not trying to spare fear. And, you know, the first thing that the average sluiceful mind will say, okay, cool, good. I ain't got to worry about that. Ooh, I ain't got to worry about that. No, you do. Because the very same individuals that saying that they're protecting you from one individual is the very same ones that's going to be doing to you what they said somebody else did. And you can't rely on the lies that have been so destructive in our past. That means that you are naive, foolish, or dumb. Because we don't look back at past and say, well, what happened when last time somebody believed you? How about this? How about for the brothers and sisters that were actually apprehended in slavery from Africa? How about they told them that they were going to take them on vacation? How about that? What if that was the thing? We're going to give you a cruise, and we're going to you're going to go to a land, and you're going to they gave them some cash, and gave it back to their family. Said we're going to you can come work with us, and we're going to provide, and you'll be able to send it back to your family, and everything else. How about if that was a part of it all? How about if that was just it, and then it turned out to be the worst decision that people had made? See, blind faith is always the first step to genocide. If you can't see the usual suspects of the past, it's because you don't want to. And you may not want to now, but as these things start to unfold, and when they, because they're telling you what they're going to do to you, you will wish that you had not had blind faith. Very, very important. Okay, so the article says, we're not trying to spread fear. Save it. Shut up. Lying. Just lying. Just complete lies. And it may not, this one individual may have the best intentions, but I doubt it because they've been told what to say. And they know what this program is really all about. If North Korea, let's just say for instance that this was truly what they were saying. Where North Korea was truly going, and this was all what they said, that there was a such thing, and I gotta preface it this way, there was such thing as a holy United States, where they were the moral beacon of the world. You see where I'm going with this? We know that's a lie, so why would you ever believe the liar? And where this one government is the modern day dictator of the world, and they're the boogeyman that's going to come to get you. Let's just say that that's the case, and let's say that you don't need to. We don't want to spread fear because you know it is nuclear attack that we're worried about. Ladies and gentlemen, do you know what they've been doing to what nuclear technology, weaponized nuclear technology does to people? You've already seen it. You already know if you would just look. If you take an ennui approach to this whole thing, this stuff, it don't have to kill you immediately. It could be a very, very scorchful, painful demise that you can be engaged in. And they're telling you that North Korea is going to attack you with nuclear weapons. And you don't need to be fearful? What in the... See, this is the double talk. This is how they spread... This is how they hypnotize you and put you to sleep. This is how they make the wise dumb and make the dumb foolish. You listen to what they say, not realizing that it's the devil in his Sunday's best. So just from this standpoint, this is an oxymoron. Complete. Because the article is talking about preparing for nuclear attack, but they're not trying to spread fear. Are you kidding me? Did you see what happened when one country had the greatest terrorist act in modern day history drop nuclear devices on a small island, a small country named Japan, when the U.S. had the greatest terrorist act, when they dropped it on those two cities. They're the only country that's ever used nuclear devices against people. And they're the moral conviction of what you should be afraid of. What you should be afraid of is the ones that used it already in the past. But see, we're too patriotic and too blind to put that truth to the test and to see that truth and to resonate with that truth. So the article goes on. But he wants the public to know the government is taking steps to protect them in the worst case scenario. Oh my. Did they really write this? I want to read that one more time. Committee Vice Chair Matt said he is not trying to spread fear, but he wants the public to know the government. Did y'all hear the angels singing? Did you hear the word of God whisper in your ear? There's nothing greater, there's no greater honor than God, country, and family. And the one part of the Trinity is now speaking. The government part of this of is speaking to you. The faithful flock, the faithful sheep, the faithful sheepo that will be shepherded by the, and God, they trust the government, that Trinity says, but they want the public to know the government is taking the steps to protect them in the worst case scenario. So you mean to tell me there wasn't a hurricane that you couldn't protect people from, but you're going to be able to protect them from a weapon of mass destruction that destroys the overall cells by way of radioactive isotopes? You're going to be able to protect the people of that from that? When you were the same organization, the same corporation that actually dropped that on people? You see how much it's important for us to realize our own power and where your true refuge comes from? It comes from the great gift that was given to you, that of discernment. But so many of us have put that down and we've wasted it. We've squandered that ability. We fall into what we've been schooled because this is what we've been taught and told. So you go ahead. And those that want to wait for the government to protect them and do nothing about it, if and when they decide to drop and to do another mass terrorist act against the people, you better hope that it's not you that is in that range of what that happens, because your blind faith won't save you. Nor will it save what you love. And nor will you have nor will you have an excuse as to why you were caught with your pants down. But for those of you that listen to Tando Radio Show, it's the reason why you listen to Tando Radio Show, because you never believe any spell that comes out of their mouths as being anything other than a destructive terrorist force that sometimes that you have to deal with. Doesn't control you, doesn't own you, but sometimes is an unnecessary inconvenience. You understand your power past this. Don't care what they say. Don't care what they say they're going to do. I'm going to execute what I need to execute. Yes, I'm going to look at what you're going to do and see how that affects me. And I'm appropriately going to put up what I need to. But I will not fall for your spells. So check. This is just amazing how they do this. All right, article goes on. The resolution that moved forward Thursday says that in 1981, excuse me, move this down. Oops. Oh, I hate when they put advertisements across the. Honolulu had hundreds of fallout shelters. Many stocked with medical kits, food, sanitation kits, but in the later years, funding dried up and the stocks were thrown out. The Hawaiian Emergency Management Agency executive officer, Claymont, showed lawmakers a response plan from 1985 that hasn't been updated since. He said there's also a need to educate the public about what they can do for themselves. The resolution goes to the Financial Committee soon. Okay, so now, they had a resolution from 1981. They had fallout shelters back then. When do you think, if they were ever sincere, that they would have reinstituted this to have fallout shelters to be restocked? Why did they have fallout shelters in the beginning? Right? Because of the wars and everything else. Okay. They were preparing. Okay. Or so they say. Then they told everybody it was all clear. North Korea, just from their own example, North Korea has been doing this for years. Right after they had the agreement of nuclear proliferation, when they went against it, back right after the negotiation with the Clinton era. And by them testing and being able to develop ballistic capabilities, Hawaii had already been in the crosshairs for many years, but now all of a sudden when they start to send an armada over to attack them, now you want to get prepared? That's because you want the people to be caught off guard and unprepared. Why? Because that will serve the overall purpose for what? World War III that leads to global nuclear war that leads to the overall depopulation of this planet. They already know that North Korea has that capability. And even if North Korea doesn't have that capability, let's look at who does. Let's think about that for a minute. The U.S. does. Okay, but the U.S. would never use that type of technology against people. Oh, wait, they had. There's the threat that North Korea may, but you have the reality, and you already know that the U.S. has in the past. Oh, on many occasions, but particularly during World War II. You don't have to have faith that they may do it. You don't have to believe that the U.S. will do it. They've already done it. The only ones that have. And so the only ones are going to be the ones that's going to protect people from someone else doing it. If they were going to do that, why isn't the armada going against itself? Because they are the true terrorists that have done it before in the past. They have already displayed that capability for destructive nature and that depopulation necessity than anyone else. Where's the executive order? Where's the armada? Where is the disassembling or the overall annihilation of your capability since you've used them before? Because the intention of the system is to use this for its overall objective. And these are the methods. The lies are stranger than the truth. Excuse me, the truth is stranger than the lies. The truth of the matter is, we have blind faith, so many, that this country is doing its global goodwill, protecting itself, because they have used this destructive terrorist tactics in weaponry against people in the past. Now we don't think that they won't use it again. Here's what it is too. Americans don't think that the overall so-called American government won't use it against the American people. Oh, how foolish you are to think that. Not only will they already have. The system cares not about you. The system's overall design is to control you. And in controlling you, it has to deceive you. It ain't what you think, Jethro, homeboy, or whomever you like to moniker yourself after. This is very nuts, but I'm going to say this. Just imagine, and I can't see the board right now, so I'm going to finish this before we go into. I want to say this, make this very clear. What if, before we do that, let me just quickly read the rest of this. The article goes on. He says that there is also a need to educate the public about what they can do to help themselves. Are you serious? What do you think that they're going to be telling people? They're going to be giving people, they know that they're coming in at this time when things about the, when the proverbial problems are going to hit the fan, because they know that it won't be enough time for you to be prepared. And then what does that do? That gives you the false sense of security that they tried to help you. No, they were leveraging you. You didn't know it. You didn't feel it, and something was wrong. You didn't see it, and something was wrong. And when people say, "No, I don't," well, that's because something's wrong with you. Ain't nothing wrong with them. They're doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing. Problem is you. The problem is us. So in this, the state resolution, the state concurrent resolution, requesting the state to modernize its disaster preparedness plans, whereas Hawaii faces increasing risk from natural and man-made disaster, mainly because of the environmental climate change, which is a lot. Is all the climate change is man-made, and geopolitical conflicts. That's true. And whereas Hawaii's prime location in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, it is an abundance of military commands, including the United States Pacific Command, which is responsible for the military operations in the area covering more than half of the Earth's surface, makes the state a straight target. And, man, let me stop there. How much time we got? Okay. Let me stop there. How long has the U.S. military been in Hawaii? How long has this overall Pacific Command been there? And how long has Hawaii been a straight target because the military is there? And you mean to tell me now all of a sudden you see the need to so-called protect the people? Because they never saw the need to protect the people. This is all plausible deniability. One of the things that you're going to hear from this is that we didn't have the funding and we didn't have time to prepare for this. Not because they didn't see it, because the system actually orchestrated. Yes, the individuals that were actually doing these things, they are just minions. They just do what they told. They follow orders like all good soldiers do. This is a setup, and don't fall for this trick. These lines are here to deceive you. And until we start to look at things from a holistic, sincere way, these tricks will continue to deceive us all. Very, very important. This article continues before we go into our commercial break. It says, Whereas nuclear arms experts recently said that the North Korean already has or may soon have the ability to target Hawaii with a nuclear-tipped intercontinental ballistic missile with possible the same destructive force as a 15-kiloton and 20-kiloton bomb dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, respectfully, according to a Honolulu Star article. What are they telling you? They already know that North Korea so-called has this capability because the system gave it to them. Because if the U.S. has nukes that could reach Hawaii, what makes you think that North Korea doesn't have nukes that could reach Hawaii? And what makes you think that it will be North Korean nukes that would reach Hawaii? Why wouldn't it be a nuke that was actually manufactured and created here in the United States and was under the control of the U.S. military and given to or actually engaged from a naval vessel? Until you start to see and look at the system for what it truly is and stop having faith in it, it will continue to deceive you to your own demise and destruction. It's not just North Korea you got to worry about, ladies and gents. It's the truth of the past that you already know. The U.S. has used devices, terrorist devices, for a terrorist purpose in Japan. And they will use it again for their overall means in objective of the upholding the system. Even to the self, I won't even say the self-mutilation, because they don't consider you as we the people. The Constitution was not written from you. Never has been, never will be. But see, it's hard for us to come on Tandor Radio Show and bring this to you because we're going up against all of the propaganda of schooling that has been indoctrinated into your trained minds. Become undomesticated. Be wild and be free. Your overall survivability, as physical survivability, may depend on it. Listen, get ready to go to this commercial break. You like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call if you would like. 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. If I see Roz and Jerry is there. Roz and Jerry, if one of y'all would call in and talk about your show, that would be great too, so that our listeners will know what's available to them through you guys as well. Very, very important. So we got to talk about these things, and more importantly, we got to prepare for them. You're listening to Tandor Radio Show. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on today's conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and then hit star. We'll see you in queue, and then we'll definitely jump there, and we're talking about North Korea and what's going on here. So we're going to jump back into that, and if you'd like to give us a call, do that. Now, I'm going to make some people mad here, and that's okay. It's not my obligation to coddle. I just try to get you to think of your overall capabilities and the importance of you never relinquishing your capabilities. but I'm not going to always, you know, do it in a way that's comfortable to people. And because of we're on this air at this time, I have to be careful in a lot of things that I really do want to say, only because of out of respect for the network and the young people and everything else. But the conversation that I would have in person with you, if I was there with you, would be quite different. And that's one thing that we're going to be bringing to you. I need to get out in front of you all and speak to you all in this whole thing, and we will be doing that. One of the things that I want to say, I want you to think about this for a minute. If you're in Hawaii, and this is a possibility, if you are in Hawaii and you are extremely wealthy and rich, what would you be able to do? You would be able to see the handwriting on the wall, see the capabilities and possibilities of it, and say, oh, let me get my butt out of the way because I'm rich enough to do what? To save myself, so I'm going to go ahead and get out the way here. One of the things that I could do is to protect myself and my family and my interest and get out the way. So if you're in Hawaii, I would leave. Just hypothetically, you would say, I'll be able to leave. Nothing goes wrong, I'll come back. Something does go wrong, I'll be out of the way. I'll be at a distance of everything else. I think I'll go to my overall hideout because I've been preparing for one because I could afford one. So, and because I could afford one, I opened myself up to some of the possibilities that would ever stop me from being able to live this life that I so cherish. Right? That would be a reasonable for someone that was wealthy. And just think about someone that you would consider to be wealthy and what that means, because that's, you know, that's all relevant to, you know, to you. And so just think of someone that we were, that you wouldn't be surprised if they said that, where they found out what the U.S. was doing and Hawaii was doing this. They say, well, I think it's time for us to get on the plane and go leave Hawaii for a while. Let's go. We're going to pack up and get out of here, and we'll leave this stuff behind. If something happens, oh well, you know, we're rich enough to replace it, or we got other stuff other places. Hope this doesn't happen, but let's get out of here because we don't want to be put in harm's way. Why? Because we can afford to do that. Well, how about the people that can't afford to do that and they may be stuck? But I want you to really think about this. We're not your trained, schooled eye. I want you to think about this with your great creating spirit and capability that was given to you. Why aren't we wealthy enough to move? Why aren't we wealthy enough to have the means and everything else? Why aren't we able to see the handwriting on the wall and say, you know what, I need to protect everything because I love the way that I'm living and everything else. I have the means, I'm going to hurry up and get out the way. Why aren't we, in most cases, able to do that? And the answer, the true answer to that may be to your surprise. The true answer to that is because we've allowed ourselves to be used as slaves and not to think past that. We allowed ourselves to fall and to stay in a system of our own demise. That is still our choice. You didn't create it, but you didn't have to allow it to determine your overall direction. There is no excuse. You can't say but. Because that but was the seed of your destruction, so that you would always have a but. The thing is that we would say, but they won't allow us. I didn't have, see, that's the problem. Your talents and your capabilities are yours. When you say that your talents and capabilities weren't allowed to because they have your talents, they control your talents and your capabilities, not you. And the truth of the matter for us all, we didn't realize that we were so thoroughly deceived to where it encompassed our whole lives and put us in a position of disadvantage. And then now to crawl out of what we what we've dived so deeply in will require more energy to get out. So I would say, make sure you escape of your spirit first. Then bring your soul. Then bring your mind. Then let your body follow after. Yes, many were deceived. Now that you've been deceived, now what has to change, there has to be a changing of the way that you engage and you think. And just as this was a process to have a demise, there needs to be a process for you to regain. And it has to start with you first knowing that you can do it. First desiring that it be done. First wanting it to exist. And then more importantly, you having the backbone to energize it. This is why so many of us have a victim's mentality to everything that happens, and why it's so easy for us to say, well, that's too hard to deal with, I'll just give up. Because we become living cowards. And it's so easy for us to say, I don't care, because that's what the system has bred you to do. And to actually continue to breed in that overall ideology and to resonate that, so you'll pass that off to every person around you, because then you become a facilitator of the very same thing, measure of demise. And we spread it thick, not caring. Well, if it comes to that, you're speaking your own demise. And in so many ways, this is why those of you, many of you that we resonate with, are such warriors. And I so appreciate you. So appreciate your energy. So appreciate your spirit. So appreciate the way you think by choice, the way that you resonate, in spite of the current circumstances that you're in. Those circumstances don't rule you. You still control everything. So there's a reason why the masses are always led to slaughter, because the master feeds them. And I think it's high tide that we stop eating the GMOs, the synthetic food, the poisons, the waters of stupidity, and the foolish air that we breathe. Because that has put us in positions where the system only allows a few, so that the rest will envy and try to catch up and will never be moving anywhere. So, just wanted to bring that thought to you. There's a reason why we can't. It's because we have so developed ourselves and entrenched ourselves and rooted ourselves into the system of the mind. When you uproot yourself, that means that you're going to have to reroot yourself and reattach yourself in good soil, good fertile soil. And you have to go through that shock and that pain and everything else that goes along with it. That discomfort, that uneasy feeling. And more importantly, you're going to have to go back into the wilderness where you're afraid of not being safe. In actuality, the safest place that you could be. So, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, definitely give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Once again, Raza, Jerry, if you wanted to talk about the show that you guys have, definitely hit us up so the listeners can know. Also, Brother Davis, if you would, unmute yourself. Let us know about Wise Wednesday. That would be greatly appreciated as well when you can, if you can. And if not, I still see you on the board. So there's Brother Davis. Brother Davis.
It's always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Those of you who wonder why I say that so often, it's because literally we're moving into some rough times, and you may not see or hear from your friends because they're going to have their own set of circumstances. I'm still working with tomorrow night's show, and I'm going to tell you why. Because when you transform yourself, you have to identify everything that Westernism has taught you to be true is based on a lie. So you've been deceived all your life. So in your deception, you may not have seen what is right before your face. Well, let me tell you, the next 30 to 40 days, 45 days actually, are going to be very crucial. You're going to have to be spiritually balanced. What do I mean about spiritually balanced? Because some of the things that are going to come out are not only going to terrify you, but they're going to literally make a lot of people very emotionally unstable. You're starting to see that now. No one has really explained the incident on Sunday when the young man shot the old man. And if you heard, there's a bunch of stories going around, if you don't know what the truth is, this is what's called a false flag. Heard it before. It's done for a reason, and the reason why it's done is, once again, it's to let the world, or should I say, white America, to think that you're going through a mental stability problem, which is another reason for them to fear you. There's always something behind what they do, even if you don't understand it. So, I mean, it's hard when you know certain truths in the face of those who don't. Because you have to understand, regardless of what you tell them, they don't believe it. So you have to learn how to not waste your time in those areas. And that's going to be hard because a lot of our families fit that description. So although I'm still working on tomorrow night's show, it's going to have a lot to do with how we, once again, dump out what is wasteful to us and put in what we can use. So it's not only a psychological balancing act, it's a self-identification statement. Because if you can't identify yourself and get caught with the agitation of the atmosphere, and that means anything that's happening in the atmosphere that is totally out of your control but can victimize you, you victimize yourself. You have to work on you. So, like I said, I'm still working on tomorrow night's show, but Dave, you got a great show tonight. Brothers and sisters, do understand these next 30 to 45 days are going to hear a lot of policy changes, a lot of war talk, and maybe even going to war. I mentioned to you last night about the salesman who has now represented the highest position with the Selective Service. That's always been maintained by a person in a military position. There are reasons for these things. For those of you who don't know, right now, the BRIC nations are starting to solidify their front against what the United States movements that they are making. So there's just a lot going to go on in these next 30 to 45 days. You're going to have to stay focused. Stay tuned to Tando Radio, and we'll help you as best we can from the circumstances we are in. But never forget Scotty's favorite or his most used line. We are behind enemy lines. This is Brother Davis looking for you tomorrow night on a Wise Wednesday.
Much love, much respect. Thank you, Brother Davis. Looking forward to it. So true in everything, and you know that Brother Davis is saying, and that we do need to really transform ourselves as we were so deceived in what we were taught. And you know, when you come to realize that, and I tell you, different people come to that different point at different times and in different ventures. You know, some people may have come to that same conclusion under similar circumstances, and others may do it this way and that way. But from a lot of people that come to it, it depends on their overall life experience. And then what happens is, the shocker is that you realize something. One of the things that I've noticed with some people, particularly ones that we resonate with, is that we notice that they come to that conclusion because they realize that they're sincere in the overall entities or organizations that they were affiliated with, because they are sincere, weren't sincere at all. And those of you that know what I'm saying, you know, you get exactly what I'm saying. You may have been in some organization and you sincerely was a part of that organization because you thought that they were met the same criteria, and then you come to find out that, yo, that was a front and a lie. You're not really like this? How could you do this? That's not what, and then you say, that's not what we about, and then you say, oh, I get it, not what you about. And then you start to notice that it's not just that person, it's this, and it's a prevailing, once you start to see the what's behind the curtain, the deceiving curtain, and then you go, uh-oh, this whole thing is infested with these lies. And you can see this in so many different ways and different avenues. You can see it in corporate America. You can see it in the religious sector. You can see it in the military sectors. You can see it in all private and public sectors that, oh, shoot, y'all really not sincere. And then that becomes a, and then after you start to see it in so many different ways and in some at different ventures, you come to realize that it's the whole program is deceptive. And I remember I had a, I won't share it, but I had a private conversation, and this individual knows what I'm talking about. And it was of a group of people that were supposed to, that we both thought were engaging in some activities, and these were religious activities, and you come to find out that these individuals had no heart for the people. The only thing that they had was a pocket, a big pocket to open to the people to fill it. And I'm pretty sure many of you have found it in different ways, from the military to corporate America, and then you start to put it all together, you go, wow, this has all been a charade. It's been a lie. It's been a falsehood. Because as men, we're capable of it because that's what this system teaches us to be. You can be perfect. But it's hard for you to be perfect when you're not perfectly in tune. Your tone and your tune of perfection is off balance. That becomes a major problem. So we got another caller in queue. This is Jerry. It's my man Jerry. Jerry, welcome to Tando Radio Show, brother.
Hey, how you doing tonight, Dave?
What's up, bro? How you feeling?
Doing great, man. Doing great. Just making as best as I can.
There you go, man. So that means that you've already succeeded.
I like to think so. I was talking about North Korea.
Jerry, before we do that, tell us about, you know, it's been a while since you talked about the show that you have in the show that now that you and Roz are doing. Let everybody know, because our listeners definitely need to be going to that to check you out and check you and Roz out for what y'all doing.
Oh yeah, that's awesome. We doing, it's still real life. We're doing real life, and this week we'll be talking about the technocracy that's going on, that's being put in place. And for those of you who don't know what technocracy is, it's where you're being governed by people who create certain type of technologies, and sometimes even that technology governs over you. One of the articles that we're going to be getting into that people can go and check out right now, in Israel, they're creating robots that's going to be the politicians. So we have a real life iRobot situation, and most of us know about things like the Terminator, because Russia also has a robot that they are putting in police positions. There's also another article we're going to be speaking about where they are making the AI is acting in racist depictions. You know, they're being taught to see things from a racist point of view towards us black people. So we're going to be talking about this, where it's being enacted right now, and also what we could do, what's some things that we can do to kind of act that. So that's what it's going to be about this week. Brother Rise has been on me about getting into this particular subject for a while, so I introduced him to a book that I actually heard about from Dr. Hawkins, The Fantastic Voyage. Now this goes into mm-hmm. technocracy on another level, because this is technocracy based in the cellular level, where they're getting rid of our blood and replacing it. So it's right. a lot, man. I'm sure it's going to be a few episodes long, because we'll never be able to fit this into a 2-hour show, but we will be getting started on that tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. It's going to be very interesting, to say the least.
Cool. I'm definitely, that is going to, because yeah, that, they're actually replacing, you know, human blood. This is genetically modified artificial intelligence. It's a huge business, and this is the synthetic nature that is being created. This synthetic reality that is taking yeah. is replacing the natural process of life, and we'll see how long before that is destroyed. Many of us may not be here physically, but we will still have our overall spiritual capabilities, and it's nothing new. It's been done throughout history before, and it's just time to reinvent it and to revolutionize it to the modern time. So, man, that's going to be a great one on artificial intelligence and some of the things that's going on with the overall robotics replacing what the great creator did through love.
Well, not only replacing, but also infusing. We have to like I'm kind of like Brother and Sister Davis. I like to look at some of these shows and see what's being put in front of us to get us ready for what's coming. It's an anime cartoon. It's not a cartoon because it's not for children, but it's an anime show. Called, they just brought the movie out, a real movie, and it's not an anime, but it's called Ghost in the Shell. Now what this is a person who has cyborg parts all the way up to her face, you know, and I think these are some of the things that's getting ready to come, especially like what's going on in the Fantastic Voyage, where we were just speaking about the blood and stuff being replaced with artificial blood, white blood cells, blood platelets, all of these artificial cells.
Hemoglobin.
They've been talking about this for a long time, but we always seem to look at it from a Wi-Fi point of view. You know, this will never happen, but how many things in the last year or so that we never thought would happen is happening?
Yeah, so true. So true. You know, and like you're saying, you know, that's, and I'm glad that, and that's what's so good about us and our overall talents. Everybody has their own talents and their abilities, and when we share those things, it only makes us stronger because, you know, like Jerry said, you know, he likes looking at this stuff. Brother Davis, Sister Davis likes looking at it, and then they can come back and then share things with us, and we can share with them. That's the overall talents. It's very, very important that we share our overall talents. because that's what makes you so strong. Because this sci-fi thing that they're doing is actually just a overall introduction to what that's art imitating reality. So, or it's not even art. It is reality being presented, because very, very important for what's going on. And like you said, Jay, how many times have you seen things that now all of a sudden you thought it was just one thing and then now it was actually reality and far beyond that? You know, and our overall scope of things is much, it's the things that they're working on that they don't tell you about that's far, far advancing from what you do know about. Because that's the thing about it. One of the things about when you control, you have to plan 200, 300 years in advance. When you own and when you're being controlled, you deal with the right now. You deal with the right now. Just think about if the great creator only dealt with the right now. You're the great creator, so why would you just deal with the right now? So, man, Jerry, I'm looking forward to that one. That's going to be a good one, man. So, what time? Where can they find it at, Jerry? How can they find it? What time? And where can they find it?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry about that. You can find that on. It's called Melanin and Power Radio Network on Blog Talk Radio, up under the heading Real Life, and the phone number is 917-889-2830. And on Saturdays, either Saturdays or Sundays, I'm not sure, but for those of us, I know it's a lot of us who want to know this information who don't like to read themselves. You know, many people are not going to say that, but they would much rather somebody else tell them the information. So I talked to Brother Rise, and he said he's going to join in with me on it. I'm going to start a book study club, and we're going to read some of these books that we need to know about, and in between chapters we're going to have a discussion about some of those books. So that'll be held sometime on the weekend. Hopefully I can give you a actual time slot on that later on. But yeah, that's something else we're going to be doing. So hopefully y'all can join us.
Man, that's going to be great. And then pretty soon, you all will be on Black Talk Radio Network.
Yeah.
That'll be.
Make sure that our information is right. That's the end goal.
Yeah.
That is the end goal. No. I had a question, though, Dave, as far as
okay. Hold on one second. Let's go to the commercial break, and then hold on, Jerry. I'm going to hold you over to the commercial break. Got to go to the commercial break. When we come back, we'll come right back to you, Jerry. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit star, C, U, and Q will bring you up. Very, very important. So give us a call. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. It's your host, Dave, from L.A. If you'd like to get in on a conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. We got Jerry and Q. Jerry, real quick, if you could repeat about the book club part of it all, because I had Strategic Melon and wanted to know about that. So if you could just repeat that so that she can know and they can know, that would be greatly, greatly appreciated. Or what he could, okay. Strategic Melon. Sorry about that. Go ahead. Would you just repeat that?
Yes. We're gonna do that on the weekends, and it'll also be from 9 to 11 And I haven't decided if it's going to be on a Saturday or on a Sunday. I'm trying to work those plans out. But just as soon as we get that situated, I will let everybody know, because it'll be a lot funner to discuss these books with somebody dialoguing along with us.
Okay, so what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna send some of the people want. I'm gonna send them to Roz in BTR, and if you could just post it and have Roz post it and everything else, so that they can find that, that would be great for some of the listeners that's here.
That's awesome. We'll make sure that happens. The question I had on North Korea was, we already know he was throwing these parades. I was looking at an article today where he made the statement that if the United States escalates anymore, then they was going to start kidnapping Americans. Now, it didn't specify if he was speaking of the soldiers that's over in South Korea, or if he was going to have anybody coming over in this area to the United States and start kidnapping people. And one of the other things that I was thinking of is that all of his allies, whether they admit it or not, with the BRICS nation and everything, you got Russia, India, China, all of these other places, Brazil, you know, are they also going to be joining in? I mean, I have my own thoughts, but I just wanted to ask you, are they going to be joining in on this kidnapping and stuff too? Because, you know, it's kind of like you get into a fight with a gang, just like the United States do. Somebody get into it with Israel, here they come. So why wouldn't you believe the same thing for your opponent?
Yeah, you know what, Jerry, I missed because it went out. What was the first part? What you heard about somebody kidnapped? What was that first part? Oh, just lay that, and then I got the rest of it.
The president of North Korea said that if they continue to escalate, then he will start kidnapping Americans.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what, Jerry, I'm glad you made that point about the American allies is, you know, like with Israel, as soon as Israel getting something, the U.S. backs them up. Let me tell you, China is North Korea's ally. Whatever happens in North Korea, they have a vested interest in protecting North Korea, and they will. Don't be fooled by that. It works both ways. And as we transfer out of the U.S. being a predominant force and Israel being a predominant force in the world, there's going to be replaced by other countries, but they will be the same policies and procedures of what has worked so well before in the past. Jerry's absolutely right. So yes, not only will they do it, I anticipate that there are already individuals that are already embedded in this so-called country, for the lack of, y'all already know how I feel about it. The system is already embedded to where those that will be protecting North Korea from a very sociopathic point of view will engage, because there's a very sociopathic point of view of America, so-called protecting America. That is nothing but crazy people. And what I mean by crazy people, we try to disguise our mental illness by way of so many forms and fashions. And the best way to disguise mental illness is by way of patriotism, by way of religious embedment, by way of corporate policy and procedure making, by way of governance. That's the best way to hide the mental illness in sociopaths and psychopaths. Because then those that aren't as crazy think that they're perfectly sane, and they follow them to their own death and demise. Great, great point, because that's actually true. I definitely can see that, Jerry, and I definitely can see that from the standpoint of how you described it, is that there are other countries that are going to come to the aid. Russia has to come to North Korea's aid. Russia has to come to North Korea's aid as well as China. Why? Because they border them. They border them. There's a vested interest. If North Korea is totally destabilized, that means that this is a way that you destabilize China and Russia. And this is why it's being What do they always say? They're going to do what? Go after the what? The weakest link. But see, this link ain't so weak, because it's a link that will have to endure, because it's the South Sea of China. This is why they're sending over multiple aircraft carriers in all of its multiple. The Armada that's going over there is more than just for North Korea. It's for controlling the South Sea of China. And once they're there, they ain't going to be leaving. They ain't going to say, now's you can't leave. They're not stupid, even from the standpoint of the overall outside of the governments. It just to say if it was what they appear it to be. They understand what this is. It's a multifaceted attack that's going on throughout the world. Being attacked in the Middle East, being attacked on the continent of Africa, being attacked in South America, being attacked in the Arctic, being attacked in Eurasia, and is being attacked in the Korean Peninsula and also in the South Sea of China and also the Mediterranean. Why? Because those are strategical waterways, and they're also going to be ones in down in the Panama Canal that is controlled by China now. Very, very important. And yes, I definitely share that with you, Jerry. I see not only that happening, but I also see that there will be also, remember what we read here a while ago, where China said that they will be funding the U.S.'s enemy. And I took that as they're going to be funding the U.S. embedded enemies that are already here. And it's the perfect play. Perfect, perfect play. So, yes, I definitely see that as playing out. And I can see where, now look at it. If you really, really look at it, and some of the former American allies are going to turn on America very quickly. Mexico has already had. Why? That was the design plan. But they can have plausible deniability says that America forced that hand. And from the Minion standpoint, they did. Canada will have to follow, because Canada will have to do exactly what Britain tells them to do. And Britain is on Russia's side because of the organized crime ties in the black market funding that goes into Britain. This is why you had the Brexit. Man, so, so deep. So, great, great point, Jerry. This is something else that you wanted to...
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Didn't mean to cut you off. I wanted to add in to that point right there, because you always tell us about France and Germany. If one leads, the other has to follow. Can you give us a little clarification on why that is? And then I'm going to mute myself.
Yeah, well, what I always say, wherever Germany goes, France has to follow, because Germany actually funds France's economy. Germany actually is actually the actual economic and manufacturing hub for all of the EU. Without Germany, the European Union would not be economically viable. It can't be economically viable because you have different cultures with different language, with different histories of confrontation and war with each other. What made them think that they would be able to do it economically and share things and make it work? It won't happen. They fought over resources, and they're going to continue to fight over resources. And because of that, wherever Germany goes, France has to go. The must. This is why whenever you see Merkel traveling around the world to go talk to different individuals, look who's always by her side. In the past couple of years, whenever they went to go see their boss Putin, who was tagging along with her? Holland was. When they disengaged with the U.S., and when actually Germany was economically hit by the U.S., who did it affect? What country did it affect as well? France. They're tied together now. completely tied together. Then this is one thing you got to remember. And now Germany is also tied to Russia and to China. Why? Because of energy. Because of the Ukraine and Syria. They need that energy. They need those resources. Remember when 2 years ago, in the summer, late summer, 2 years ago, where the third largest port in China was actually nuked? And if you looked at the vehicles, when you look at that port and the vehicles, all the vehicles that were there, you notice one thing about all those charred vehicles that show the overall evidence of radioactive isotopes that were used, nuclear isotopes that were used. You notice one thing about those vehicles? They were all Volkswagens. They were all German. Why was that? Because Germany has to be in bed with China now. Because the rest of the world can't facilitate their overall economic engine. Only China can now. So, and by having China, that means that they'll be able to, at the appropriate time, reinvent themselves economically as being in bed and relevant with China. Remember what was one of the first major countries that repatriated their gold. First major country, not Venezuela. Venezuela was the first country in modern time to do it. And they were the only ones that got their gold right away or in a reasonable amount of time. The first one to do it was Germany. And when they did that, what did France do? They had to invade Libya. Because when they pulled their overall gold from the United States, France had to oblige Germany's request. Get us our gold. And when that happened, that's when they tried to attack. Well, they attacked Venezuela they attacked Libya when Venezuela asked for their gold back, and France was involved in that. So then what happened, Germany saw what was going on and said, yo, we need to get our gold back. And what happened? That's when the Ukraine jumped off. And they took 33 tons of gold from the Ukraine and gave it to Germany. And they told Germany they had to wait 7 years to get their gold. Well, they've just been starting to get their gold back. Because the war is at hand. So that's why, Jerry, wherever Germany goes, France is definitely going to follow. Has to. Economically attached. They're in an umbilical cord, or an umbilical cord to Germany. So very, very relevant. So this is where the EU and NATO falls apart. Yeah, go ahead, Brother Davis.
I hope y'all picked up on the dynamic of what he's saying. You see, when the BRIC nations start to fall in line, when South America starts to organize, when the gold starts to bring back some franchising, that puts the American target right on American soil. Because literally, they don't want war in foreign countries. They want that war here. So if they can arrange this, they're going to manipulate the Mexican border and the Canadian border to the advantage of those people who are giving them the financial resources they need. People better wake up, because there's never been a war fought on American soil, and the world knows that.
Yes, it
has. And believe me, that is definitely a target they would not mind indulging. Not one, not two, not three, but every nation that the United States has bullied to some degree would get some joy out of this. So let's keep our focus, y'all. I just wanted to add that, Dave.
Brother Davis, Claire made that point better than I. Yes, that's exactly what Brother Davis was saying, is exactly the point that I was alluding to, but Brother Davis just clarified it. And thank you, Brother Davis. That was, well, that's exactly it right there. That is plain, simple, the truth. That's where it is. That's what it is. And that's what you're going to continue to see. We got another caller that's in queue. Caller out of 860. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What is your name? Where you're calling from? We got like 4 minutes left. So if you would just tell us your name and where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Okay, this is Brother Jam calling from Seminole, Texas.
Jim, phone, you tricked me. I was like, I'd never seen this number before. Who this? What's up, brother Jam? Go ahead, Jam.
Okay, I'll make it quick. I was going to let everybody know that don't be afraid of all this new technology, and don't be afraid of what's going to happen. Whatever happens is going to happen. You just do the best way you can. But what I can advise is that anyone that is having, that has children that's old enough that's possibly going to college, you know, like I said before, they need a mentor there to try to get into some of this. There's a lot of free money in biotechnology, a lot of free grants, and a lot of electromagnetic engineering, gene engineering. It goes on and on. There's a lot of free grants. And all they need, they can start when they're in ninth or eighth grade. They just need to start jumping on it. Then what I say is that, you know, if they do survive whatever happens, you know, there's going to be a huge opportunity for them to, you know, to have a good income, have a good job, because everywhere around the world, they're going to need somebody to be able to develop certain things, especially in agriculture. You know, if they have a good degree and know some things in genetic engineering and agriculture, you know, I'm not saying be like Monsanto or anything like that, but they could probably supply certain things natural. Like me and a colleague today were talking about this one girl in India. She have some kind of gene defect, or I'm not in a gene defect, you can say a gene disorder. And what it does, it causes her body to grow like fish scales or nails around her body, and it dries it up and tightens and stuff and causes a great pain and stuff. But somebody that really had mastered this gene editing thing could have like prevented this issue. And they said like one child every 600,000, it happens like that in India. But I'm not saying it's good, but the deal is somebody that can take certain things that people think is negative and put it in perspective to do certain things good, this could be a great outcome in the future. And that's all I wanted to share there, Brother Ed.
All right, my man, Jam Bone, we're going to get ready to get out of here. Man, Jam, thanks for calling. Thanks for all of the news articles. Me and Jam Bone be going back. Well, Jam Bone sent me a bunch of stuff, and every once in a while I'll read everything, but then I'll in between my busy day, I'll try to send him a short message. Jam Bone, I appreciate you, brother, as well as I appreciate, thank you, Jerry, for calling in, brother Davis, as always. Scotty, thank you for chiming in and being who you are.
Out,
okay, everyone. It's brother Bragg. Man, I miss hearing from Brother Bragg. Wait, hold on. Go ahead, Scotty. I missed you.
Yeah, I was trying to get in there with Brother Jerry was asking a question about North Korea, and just a piece of the puzzle that the coverage I have seen is not giving you the angle on is the anti-American sentiments that's in South Korea. And actually one of the leading candidates for president of South Korea, because you know they just arrested and impeached this last president in the past month. But that the leading candidate wants to unify with North Korea. And most of the American news media is not giving you that perspective or that angle or that fact. So, you know, when you talk about these other nations that are typically allied together, that's one people. That makes that a unique situation. It enters in another dynamic. You understand what I'm saying? Because they are Koreans.
Oh, heck yeah.
But that's all I wanted to add that to.
And you know what, Scott? Scotty, I want to thank you for reminding me, because I was going to make that point, because they're going to reunify, and I talked about this when we were reading it. They're going to reunify North Korea. This is why the U.S. has to press right now. There's a full-court press, because some of the full-court press that the U.S. is under right now is because they are economically been neutered. They are done. The economy's done. Done. So now, with the impeachment of the last president on bribery and everything else, they wanted the Scotty is absolutely right. And here's the key about the Koreas. They have a vast amount of natural resources, all of them, rare earth minerals, silver, gold, in many other things that are so necessary. That's why it's the jewel in so many, and that overall economic power that they reunificate, they're going to reunify the Koreas, and the U.S. is trying to prevent that, but it's going to be a futile one at that. And this is a part of the overall untying of the U.S. So listen, everyone, just want to thank you all. And it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Remember, tomorrow, Wise Wednesday. Looking forward to talking to you all. And it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Man, I miss Brother Bragg. Brother Bragg, I missed you today. You got so busy. It's been a busy time for me, but I'm going to catch up with you. So if we would, take us on out of here. Ooh, I think I missed Brother Bragg. All right, everyone, we got to get out of here. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Peace. Much love, much respect.